Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Happy New Year to you all. I wish you all of the best for 2024. You miss me? Don't tell me, I know. The litany of messages on all of my socials and my email are proof of this. I stopped counting at 7. It feels good to be back and broke. This episode is going to be brief because it is about lies. And as you know, lies have short legs. On Sunday, 14 January, President Cyril Ramaphosa will deliver the ANC's January 8th statement to mark the party's 112th birthday. But that is a lie. And funny I should say that about the ANC and its president. The January statement was delivered on January 7 already, and no one missed it.
There is no Ramaphosa ANC, and there is no person who can say, I'm still a member, I'm going to fix it. Ungubani wena, fixing ANC alone. ANC, it is fixed from inside.
It was powerful. It was refreshing. It was honest. And frankly, it was uncharacteristic because normally it is delivered by the ANC president, who is also the country's president. This time, the party secretary general, who is leader of government from the party's headquarters, was the main attraction. Usually the former would take the podium and bore us with platitudes and lies about how the party and government are doing. This time, the latter broke with tradition. Fikile Mbalula delivered a powerful January 8 statement. Don't let my colleagues in the media lie to you. Unbeknown to him, he delivered the party's manifesto for the 2024 general elections by owning up to the party's failures and mistakes. We don't get this every day. Yes, of course, he said the ANC lied. But did he lie? Our collective reaction was tantamount to looking a gift horse in the mouth. Here we were, for the first time in years, being told the truth. What do we do instead? We fume and froth at the mouth that Parliament was lied to. Did you, in your right sense, believe at the time that the ANC was being virtuous when it defended its former president Jacob Zuma's Nkandla largesse, believe that they were telling the truth?
The suction pump with 1,500 liters a minute capacity and monitors with 16 centimeter diameter hose, 50 meters long, is permanently attached to the pool for any fire emergency. This capacity is useful to extinguish fire while the fire truck is on the way. It can also refill the truck during firefighting operation.
Did you truly believe this twaddle by then former Minister of Police Nathi Nhleko? Well, if you did, Mbaks has taken you out of your misery once and for all.
In defense of our president, we went to Parliament and opened an ad hoc committee and said a swimming pool is a fire pool. We have only swimming pool leyo dad. Sai chincha sati fire pool. U minister Uminister of Police ebile khopho engaselanga tywala ubona ukuthi lento ubuqhoki kunzima uexplain ubuqhoki kaloku. People have lost their careers because of that thing.
In fact, it would appear that on the day, it was Nhleko who needed the fire pool to cool himself from the sweat of his lies. But instead of giving the man his flowers, you are ridiculing him and calling Balula a bad Secretary General of the ANC. Please. How can a man who tells us the truth, yes, it is the truth about the lies that we're told, be bad? Didn't Jesus Christ, or was it T.B. Joshua, who said, you must confess your sins with your lips and then you'll be saved? Today, you all sit here in the lead-up to elections, and none other than the CEO of the party has revealed that the entire ANC was at fault for the so-called 9 wasted years.
We can't blame it on JZ. Akona manyama comrade, apa atheta ati 9 wasted years. Saba correctish. Ukuthi you can't say that. Because if you say 9 wasted years, it might be correct. We have been dealing with an individual in that 9 years.
Which brave party has ever publicly admitted its mistakes, especially in an election year? I mean, have you ever heard the DA admitting that Helen Zille is a colonialism apologist? Or COPE confessing that its founder is its killer? Or the EFF accepting that there is nothing wrong with embracing capitalism while working towards socialism?
Luto!
Nada. Next. Luto. Fuck all. Funny I should say that, because our own Mr. Fear Fuck All has defied the odds and told us that the ANC is not so glorious. I mean, this Sunday, Ramaphosa will stand on the podium and still lie about the ANC's efforts for land reform. But when he does, do not forget that it was Vuta who set the record straight first in the original January 8 statement.
Abantu babenikezwe ithuba lophatha eli lizwe for almost 10 years. Will we blame it on him that the land restitution program has actually been slower? No, it is a problem of the ANC.
What irks me most is that even his own comrades are falling for the trap and are criticizing Bucks for the truths he told. Only on Tuesday, ANC chairman, himself former Secretary General of the party, Gwede Mantashe, told the media that Mbalula was drunken by the media lights when he told us the litany of truths.
I thought he was carried away by yourselves, guys. He saw your cameras, he got taken away, and he said things he should not have said. To me, it's an issue that we have to deal with it internally, that when you lead, you count every word you say. If you don't, you catch fire.
Now, get out of here, Uncle Gwizi. It is you and the entire country that is catching fire because Mbaks told you the truths. They don't call him Vuta for nothing. Well, go on then. All of you, Gwede included, go to the Mbombela Stadium on Sunday and listen to stuff like this.
I am fully confident of an ANC victory. We are prepared to take on whatever challenge, and we don't see this as being any more challenging than the election campaigns that we have run. Of course, we've got to work harder, and it's always interesting to have competition. But when you have competition, you pull out all stops.
Or rubber, like this.
So today, as we proceed to the next ceremony to go and celebrate the commencement or the formation of the ANC.
Somebody please shoot me. Or even lies like,
to our liberation, to our struggle, and contributed immensely to the beginning process of our reconstruction.
Don't say you were not warned. When you find yourself dozing like Slap Tiger Gwede Mantashe the other day while listening to the wrong January 8th statement. I'm done. I said I'm going to be brief, and I never lie. Thanks for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast, and please share your views about the importance of truth over lies. Download the MySowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, truthfully, goodbye and good.
Taking the Rams by the Horns is a production of Arena Holdings, publishers of the Sowetan, Sunday Times, and others. This episode was produced by Bulelani Nonyukela. If you liked our show, please take a moment to leave us a review on your favorite streaming app and share our podcast with your friends. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe for free on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Player FM, or wherever you get your podcasts.